Soros, backed candidate for Maricopa County District Attorney implies DeSantis should be criminally charged for Martha's Vineyard move. By Spencer Lindquist on October 3, 2022. A Soros-backed candidate for Maricopa County District Attorney implies in an interview that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis should be criminally prosecuted for sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard. Julie Gunigal, a Soros-backed candidate for Arizona's Maricopa County District Attorney, implied in a recent interview that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis should be criminally prosecuted for sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard. In reference to DeSantis sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard, Gunigal remarked, "When I saw that, my first thought was that Arizona Republicans are ashamed that they didn't think of it first. When I see that sort of cruelty, that is the status quo from the extremists who are here in Arizona at all levels of government, and we've got to do better." Gunigal went on to say, "I hope that that is thoroughly investigated beyond just the civil suit, because that shocked my conscience to be sure." The Soros-backed district attorney candidate has a long record of supporting open borders. Gunigal has voiced support for and been endorsed by multiple organizations, some of which are also backed by Soros, that have advocated for open borders and the abolition of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Additionally, Gunigal has also signaled that if she were district attorney, she would consider the immigration status of those who have been charged with a crime in order to prevent deportation. The Soros-backed candidate also supports sanctuary city policies that prevent the deportation of illegal immigrants. Roughly 3 million economic migrants have been allowed across the southern border into the U.S. economy since Biden's inauguration. Roughly 2 million additional legal migrants, temporary workers, and white-collar illegals have been allowed in via the U.S. airports. The combined inflow is huge. Roughly 4 million immigrant workers join the labor force each year. A recent poll from Gallup found that a plurality of Americans would like to see immigration decreased. A different poll found that a majority of Americans believe Biden's border crisis is an invasion. Even 40% of Democrats believe that the crisis is an invasion, while 76% of Republicans and 46% of independents also said America faces an invasion on its southern border. Gunigal is running against Rachel Mitchell, the Republican candidate for the position of Maricopa County District Attorney. Mitchell is currently the interim district attorney. In a debate between the two, Mitchell called out Gunigal for calling to remove $25 million from the Phoenix police. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.